Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey, don't get anxious, get prepared. Your career engineer right here. And today we're going to be talking about how to spring ahead in your career, your life, and your business. I'm going to give three powerful tips for job seekers and career changers, and yes, myself employed, so that you all can get yourself in position to change the game this spring. So you know how we roll. Get your high tech, your notes on your device, or pen and paper. We're getting ready to share some great TCE intel right now. Yeah, so I mean, my introduction needs to be a little longer, right? But we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. Again, I am your career engineer, and this show is being powered by the Career Engineer, TCENow.com, TCE TV, and TCE University. I am going to, again, talk about these three powerful tips for folks to use so they can get together. But first, a couple of housekeeping. Definitely visit our website, TCENow.com. Get your copy of A Mind to Work 3.0, the career and job planning guide for people who still need to work. If you don't need to make any money, this is not the book for you. But if you're still trying to get some income in your income, you need to get the book, plus to know what's next and who you are and what you bring. If you have any question about what I'm getting ready to share today or anything I have said in any platform you've enjoyed hearing my voice, hit us up at info@tcenow.com. That's info@tcenow.com. We would love to get your questions, and you never know, I might take your question and make it a broadcast. Is like that cool? And I'd give you props for doing it as well. Again, you can see so much at on our website, so tcenow.com. Can join our community, subscribe to our newsletter, and however you're enjoying me right now, if you're not a subscriber, do so, so you won't miss any fresh content we give, and like us, share us, all that good stuff now and after. So let's jump into these three powerful tips. Now I'm vibing the whole like spring thing, right? Like, you know, flowers and the birds and all of that. Okay. So let me get my farmer TCE hat on right now to go there. So the first thing I want folks to do, because we're like spring gardening, right? We've got to hone our garden skills. Okay. Just like if I was out in front of my home, I was like, ooh, I got to do something with those pansies, or ooh, I got to do something with all this stuff. It's time to get our garden on. So we got to cultivate these in-demand skills that folks are looking for. So just like how in the spring, you know, wherever you are, the spring you are in right now, it's about, you know, nature, things wake up, you know, so it's our chance to cultivate some really fresh skills. Okay. Not stale skills, but the fresh skills to be in demand and to be relevant and of value in the workplace today. So how can you do that? So there's a couple ways I want you to consider honing in your skill garden. You know, if there's some skill you need to learn and you just haven't done it, there's a couple things you can do. Sure, you can take an online class or an offline class, attend workshops, you can volunteer, or even create what I call your own adult internship. There's something you want to know, somebody else is doing it, there's nothing official. How about saying, hey, can I shadow you? Can I be your mentee? Can I study you? You know, and study in terms of, you guys know, interning and that type of thing. Create your own internship program so you can learn those skills that are in demand. And don't discount your powerful transferable skills. This is the time to hone in and to cultivate effective communication, all right? Your problem solving, not just problem solving, but creative, complex problem solving, and time management, not just time management, but effective and efficient time management. Those are the skills that folks are looking for today, and you will do yourself a great service by getting into them. Number two, in our garden, right, our career garden or our life garden or our business garden, we have to network. We have to plant great seeds, not average seeds, not okay, kind of sort of seeds, but great seeds in good, fertile ground. All right. Every good farmer needs to test the soil a little bit before you throw your seeds in there. So, but networking is the name of the game. And you all know I'm all about that relationship networking. That's what the career engineer is all about. But networking is critical. You cannot not network. That might be a double negative, but I think y'all feel where I'm coming. It's critical. Some of you who are, I don't see nothing. I'm not, nothing's coming my way. I'm doing all this job board thing or business owners, entrepreneurs, nothing's dropping to my box. I'm just waiting for, I mean, I'm here. I'm SWAM certified. I'm all this, but ain't nothing dropping in my box. Are you networking? This is the only way to discover new opportunities. And in the career space or even the entrepreneur space, those golden unadvertised networking opportunities or paid opportunities. And then you can connect with folks who have access and opportunities. Up here, I have employers, connectors, or collaborators, but that's the secret sauce. You have got to show up at networking events and don't discount ones that you think are too small or I've got this other thing going on. Listen, I'm talking about there's, 2,080 hours in a year. Can you not give 1 hour a month or 2 hours a month or 4 hours a month to invest in you finding other opportunities so you can spring ahead? One thing I will say that's very important about networking, I mean, I don't care whether you're doing it online, offline, you've got to be present. Yes, you can show up at a networking event and still not be present. I need your mind to be there. Yes, I need your body to be there. I need your emotions to be there. I need your intelligence to be there. I need your soul and your spirit to be there. That's the only way you're going to get the full return on your time investment. Boutique events are great. Hey, like the Career Engineer. Hey, we have our TCE Career and Business Network. Shameless plug, but check it out. Go to our TCE website, tcenow.com. It's for entrepreneurs, employees, retirees, nonprofits, artists, musicians, and you. Come on in. Don't discount boutique or small events. You don't know who's in there, who has the access you need. Of course, go to your traditional industry events. That's important. Professional events. There are lots of diverse communities that you can be a part of, but to be absent will only make your garden die, okay? If I can keep it real right there. Third point to help us to spring ahead in our career, life, and business this season. I love this. I mean, I actually have a sign about this on my front door. Yeah, sometimes you just got to bloom where you're planted. Like maybe you're not moving, and again, in the spiritual side of career engineering, because I am a big woman of faith and fierce faith, right? Maybe you're not supposed to move. Maybe you need to plant some roots. Maybe there's something there you need to do. Maybe there's something there where you have to grow. So make the most. I mean, yes, look around. Yes, cultivate. But make the most of your current situation. There might be a reason you're still there. If so, what are some things that you can do? Like wherever you're planted, all right? So while you're looking at the new beginnings, which is what spring is all about, I get it. But there's some valuable lessons and contributions you might still have to give or learn right where you're sitting or where you're standing at right now. So don't discount where you are. Like, don't diss where you are. There might be some room for growth and to go further. So, but here's what I need y'all to do. Here's where this never happens most times with people where they are, right? You're waiting for someone to drop something in your lap, right? You like, don't they see me? They must see me. Don't they see how great I am? No, maybe they don't. Maybe these folks are looking for you to take the lead, to show some leadership. So take the lead, y'all, and advocate for yourself. Advocate for new responsibilities. If there's things you want to learn so you can move up, maybe where you are, where you're blooming, where you're planted, or heck, if you got to go out, that's fine. Propose new innovative ideas, not just some idea you didn't think about, like that you just came across your head. Nah. Think about the problems, the gaps, the things that's not quite working where you are, and find some innovative ideas that can fix it or enhance it or re-engineer it. Actively look for mentors, maybe at the job or in your community, folks that you admire, folks maybe that you trust, that you know you can learn some great new skills so you can be more valuable as you spring ahead in your career. These three steps in your garden, I'm telling you, will make a whole difference when it's time to harvest, okay? Yeah. Career, life, or business harvesting. Number four, and this is a bonus because I said I'd only give you three, but I'm going to give you four. So we got to do some spring cleaning. I'm big on getting rid of clutter. Like I really cannot take clutter. I mean, I have some clutter and it makes me crazy, but I got to get rid of it. I tend to get stuff out. Some folks clean it up. I tend to get rid of it because how can I get some new stuff if I still got old stuff in the same space? But whatever your approach is with your spring cleaning, make your decision. Get rid of them. I mean, clean it out or clean it up. Do both. Do one. It will really make an improvement because it will declutter your mind. It will declutter your physical presence. And you can't just use something that you've had all the time and keep using it and thinking it's going to work, because there's always a new season. Things have changed, right? We are living in a forever changing, forever learning world. So we've got to update our tools. What are our tools? The things that you use to introduce yourself when you're not around. Online, offline, sure, you have resumes, you have online profiles, you've got your business cards if you're an entrepreneur, maybe you have a capability statement, maybe you have a bio, maybe you have your graphics. It's time to update. Look at that stuff. Just take it up a notch, you know, clutter, get hold that stuff out, get them weeds out of there. I'm still feeling my spring gardening moment, y'all. I want you to revisit and refine and reposition your goals. Yes, my goal is to bring the message of don't get anxious, get prepared to the world, for people to know that they are awesome and not average in their career, life, or business. But even that goal has to be redefined because AI is here. You know, social media is off the chain. People are different. People think differently. So I have to refine and reposition my goals. That's the way that we clean up our clutter. So that's a bonus tip for you guys. Clean up that mess or get rid of it. All right. That's what's up. I have a little tip though. I'm right here before my time, but as we're talking about, you know, springing ahead, I just love these history moments because I think people don't know some of these things. Did you know that daylight savings time? Because here in the States, we're going to spring ahead. We're going to fall back, which I've missed that sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning. That it was suggested by President Roosevelt to impose or to conserve fuel that could be traced back to World War I, right? Was imposed to conserve fuel, right? So way back when, they were thinking about sustainability, which I think is kind of cool. But Congress imposed one standard time on the USA to enable the country to what? Better utilize resources. Isn't it? I just think that's pretty interesting. Because we're all talking about sustainability and different ways of being effective and efficient and green. And they were doing this way back in the days of Roosevelt. Anyway, that's just something I want to share with you. So listen, I look forward to seeing you guys next month. I want to make sure you have a fantastic week. Remember to visit us at tcenow.com to meet your career engineer and all the great tools and tips for career seekers, business owners that we have there for you. And I can't tell you enough, get your copy of A Mind to Work. It's available on Amazon. You can go to order.tcenow.com or come to our website, tcenow.com, and I can send you personalized copy and a free gift mailed right to you for only $25. Like, we'll ship it, and I got some cool little things in there for you too. So either way, tcenow.com is the way to go. So listen, thank you for allowing me to invest or spend some time with you. We need to spring ahead in our career, life, or business. Implement these things right now, so that you can have an amazing result in your new future. Thank you so much for listening. And don't get anxious. Always get prepared. I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching our Career and Business Show. I hope you learned a lot about today's topic. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know by visiting our website, tcenow.com, and sending me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious, get prepared.